Today is Thursday, the 21st of August, the feast of St. Pius X in the 20th week of Ordinary Time. The Kyiv Chamber Choir sing In Thy Kingdom from 1,000 Years of Ukrainian Sacred Music. Today's reading is from the Gospel of Matthew.
Once more, Jesus spoke to them in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who gave a wedding banquet for his son. He sent his slaves to call those who had been invited to the wedding banquet, but they would not come. Again, he sent other slaves, saying, 'Tell those who have been invited, look, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen and my fat calves have been slaughtered, and everything is ready. Come to the wedding banquet.' But they made light of it and went away, one to his farm, another to his business, while the rest seized his slaves, maltreated them, and killed them. The king was enraged. He sent his troops, destroyed those murderers, and burned their city. Then he said to his slaves, 'The wedding is ready, but those invited were not worthy. Go therefore into the main streets and invite everyone you find to the wedding banquet.' Those slaves went out into the streets and gathered all whom they found, both good and bad. So the wedding hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to see the guests, he noticed a man there who was not wearing a wedding robe. And he said to him, 'Friend, how did you get in here without a wedding robe?' And he was speechless. Then the king said to the attendants, "Bind him hand and foot and throw him into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen."
You've been invited to a party. The day comes. You're tired or busy or simply in a bad mood. You're tempted to send an excuse and not go to the party. How far can you identify with what's happening at the start of this passage? Now think of yourself as the host, the one throwing the party. You've put a lot into the preparations, but few of your guests turn up. How do you find yourself thinking and feeling about them? Now, look at those brought in to replace the invited guests. You're simply walking along the street, minding your own business, when you get ushered into this elaborate feast. It's filled with all sorts of different people. What's it like to be there? Jesus starts this parable by saying, "This is what the kingdom of heaven is like." As you listen again, notice what the story tells you about God's kingdom.
Once more, Jesus spoke to them in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who gave a wedding banquet for his son. He sent his slaves to call those who had been invited to the wedding banquet, but they would not come. Again, he sent other slaves, saying, 'Tell those who have been invited, look, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen and my fat calves have been slaughtered, and everything is ready. Come to the wedding banquet.' But they made light of it and went away. One to his farm, another to his business, while the rest seized his slaves, maltreated them, and killed them. The king was enraged. He sent his troops, destroyed those murderers, and burned their city. Then he said to his slaves, 'The wedding is ready, but those invited were not worthy. Go therefore into the main streets and invite everyone you find to the wedding banquet.' Those slaves went out into the streets and gathered all whom they found, both good and bad. So the wedding hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to see the guests, he noticed a man there who was not wearing a wedding robe. And he said to him, Friend, how did you get in here without a wedding robe? And he was speechless. Then the king said to the attendants, bind him hand and foot and throw him into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen.
Talk, finally, with God about what you've noticed here. You might want to consider with God the violent elements of the parable, the murderous guests, the enraged king, the speechless man without a wedding robe. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.
Amen.